Hey, hi, welcome to, god damn it, every time,
boo!
Every time,
boo!
Fucking Christ, hi, kill me,
okay,
hi, I'm Mike Brucey, and I'd like to be killed, welcome to my murder podcast,
I've got a harpoon gun,
please, shoot me, hi, welcome to Shoot Me With a Harpoon Gun by Mike Brucey,
I stole your own marijuana knife.
Oh, a truly wonderful knife that I own. Hi out there in podcast world. If you don't know this about me, I own a knife with the word marijuana printed on the handle.
I guarantee there's like no person listening to this that does not know that.
No, I scream about it often.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, isn't this funny? And then everyone's like,
boo.
Yeah, not really.
You suck.
Yeah, get a sword, coward.
Yeah, get a big knife.
Yeah, you know, swords. The big knife.
Ugh. All right. What is this podcast even about?
Fuck you. Oh, God. This podcast is where I have my friends tell me what shitty TV shows they like, and I have to watch them and be mad about it.
Except for this one. This one's a little bit different.
Except for this one, because this is not my friend.
This
is my strong acquaintance, Jamie Loftus. Hi, this is TV Casualty. We are here with Jamie Loftus.
I'm deeply upset.
Comedian, podcast host.
Go on.
Artist.
Go on.
Writer. Dancer.
Daughter, sister, friend,
hamster owner.
We'll see. Maybe not when this comes out.
BFA from Emerson College.
2014, baby.
Yeah. So, hi, we're here with Jamie.
Hi.
Hello.
Can we talk about Grace and Frankie?
Yeah, we're here to talk about Grace and Frankie. You're like,
I'm
chomping
so
at the bit.
I really always want to talk about, I had gotten an argument about Grace and Frankie with my mom a couple of days ago.
I'm so excited to hear about this. Okay, so I start off the podcast with one question.
What is it?
Will you kill me?
Yes, of course,
okay.
Obviously.
Perfect. Okay, no. So
as your strong acquaintance,
As my vague acquaintance.
Fuck off.
As a person you may know on Facebook, will you kill me?
We are not friends on Facebook.
As a person you might know. So Grace and Frankie came out May 8th, 2015.
I believe you.
What does your life look like May 8th, 2015?
Oh, it's a disaster. I'm heading for a severe burnout.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably shortly before I heard tell you about the time that my face got really huge and I couldn't figure out why in the hospital, couldn't figure out why. And I was in the hospital for 4 days and they were like, why is your face so big?
No.
It's like maybe the funniest medical thing that's ever happened to me.
I don't like that there's a list of funny medical things that happened to you. And
once
this is
my
at the
kidney
top.
Just stopped working, everyone's like, Christ. What? What's going on? But
you're
that
like
was
11 years old. How does this even happen?
I'm 14 and I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot. No, May 2015, that'd be around the time that my face got real big.
Mm-hmm.
And I got
big face. You had big face disease.
That's what I called it.
BFD.
I've got a really good video of me with a big face in the hospital.
Never going to watch that.
And
did it?
I believe friend of the cast, Julia Clare.
Uh-huh, friend of the cast.
Was at my...
Enemy of mine, but friend of the cast.
Enemy of mine, except she tended my gigantic
big
face. Night after night, she would come over with Gatorade, hold it against my gigantic face.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, she's the best friend
in
the world.
Every time she sees me, she tries to hit me.
Oh, okay, well, she's mean.
Yeah.
But if you get a big face, suddenly she just melts.
gotta get a big face.
She's a pervert for big faces.
Oh, disgusting.
So May 2015.
I'm not gonna feed into her.
Her
into
sickness.
Into her sick perversion.
Her sick, listen, May 2015. You know, I'm living in Boston. I've got two full time jobs. I'm about to get fired from one of them, and I got a big old face.
If people don't know, can you tell everyone why you were fired from this full-time job?
Because I tweeted about coming blood, and then Boston Sports Radio started talking about it and saying, hey, this girl's a journalist. She can't talk about coming blood. And then my editor was like, you got to take down the tweet about coming blood. And I was like, no. And then he had his intern make a spreadsheet of all the things they tweeted that were bad and about coming. And they were like, take it down. And I said, no. And they said, okay, you're fired.
So you can get fired for tweeting about coming.
When you are a professional journalist, yes.
Oh, thank God. That's something I'll never be. So
no, and I have not stopped tweeting about coming, and I'm still a journalist to this day.
So that's fine.
It's fine.
Because here's the thing. When I think Boston sports, I think Jamie Loftus.
Listen, I've got the interest in the topic. I got the legacy.
That's true. You are a legacy Boston sports writer.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to see a bunch of Zambonis tomorrow. I can't wait.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm going to see.
I mean, like, I understand the words, but the context is lost on me.
I hooked it up. I was like, get me in front of some Zambonis.
I also do not want to see your big face.
I have the picture up, though, really love for you to see it. Look how big it is.
Please close your
phone. It's so big.
I refuse to open my eyes until you put your phone away. I can feel the light of it on my face.
My face is medically big, Mike. Look at it.
No.
Please.
I refuse. I'm here recording a podcast looking at your face the entire time.
It's gone.
See two
it's
of
gone.
Them. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
No. Oh, you have really fast reflexes.
Thank you so much.
What were you doing on May 8th, 2015? Hanging out with your friends?
Probably hanging out with my friends. Probably having a regular size face.
fuck off.
May 8th, 2015. I was living in New York City. Mm-hmm. I had recently started walking dogs.
You're 26 years old, living your best life?
I have a great life. Thank you so much. Let's see. May 8th, 2015. Oh, this was like a weird period where I was... I had my eyes closed for so long.
I thought you were asleep.
Yeah, I was asleep. I don't know. What was I doing May 8th, 2020? I was probably doing 1 to 4 open mics a night, going on 4 to 10 Tinder dates a week.
This was that period.
Yeah, when I had a full spiral out of being addicted to dating apps.
Has the time.
Literally not me.
No one does.
Not me. While trying to work. Not full time,
right?
Pretty part time, actually.
Well, full time in dog hours.
Full time in dog hours, 20 to 25 hours a week. And then do stand up comedy, and then try to date boring women from the internet.
That sounds like a pretty good life.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
it was fine.
It was good. I think this was the time I was. Not only did I have a big face, but then when I got a big face. The improviser I was dating dumped me.
Because of the face?
Because he did not want to go to the hospital to see my big face.
I mean...
I can't blame him, but I was furious.
Okay. I think I agree. Where it's like, I can't... If he was already ready to dump you and then you got the big face...
Okay.
No, okay.
No one's ever been ready to dump me, to be clear.
I've been ready to dump this episode as soon as we...
Fuck off.
Here's the weird thing about me. I've literally never been dumped.
I just know that that's so untrue that I can't even laugh at you about it.
It's very fun. Yeah. It's very fun how great.
I've never been dumped and I've never made a mistake.
And you've never had a big face.
And I've never had a big face. I've never been fired.
You've never had big face disease.
I've never had big face. I don't even know what it ended up being, but they made me suck on lemons. That was all I did in the hospital was I sucked on lemons.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Are you allergic to not eating lemons?
I'm never not. I've got 3 lemons in my mouth right now.
Oh, that's why you sound like that.
Just suck. Okay. Fuck off. If you suck on a lemon, your face will get smaller. It's scientifically true.
All right. But what about the rest of my body? What do I have to suck on to get the rest of my body smaller?
I think just try it. Just try rubbing lemons all over yourself.
I'm not going to do that.
I think you should do it and you should live stream it and then people will be like, wow, what an amazing. He's so small now.
We knew it. He's finally lost it. He's gone.
No, what a fun way to go down.
The wheels have come off this bus, baby. He's rubbing lemons on himself on Facebook Live, and the stream keeps cutting out, but he keeps restarting it.
Sorry, guys. I still rubbing lemons on myself.
Hey, this is Lemons Part 5, and sorry if you missed out, but...
I looked for my hamster on Facebook Live once for... 3 out. I have a feature-length movie of me looking for my hamster on Facebook Live.
I can't believe I missed that one.
I cobbled it to get... You should have been there.
I'm
you should have been there.
I'm truly glad I was busy.
You should have been there.
Oh, you're looking for your hamster? Sorry, super busy doing literally anything
there's
else.
There's some great, okay, in my defense, there are some great shots.
Are there?
Of the, yeah, of the hamster walking in front of my phone, just walking past it over and over while I'm trying to catch it in another area of the room. It's a slapstick comedy starring me and my hamster.
I can't believe you have a fucking Mr. Bean type movie with you and your hamster.
It's good. And then at the end, there's a few like false calls where it's like, she's got it.
She doesn't have it.
She isn't. The hamster escaped. And then at the end, I don't even think I catch it on the stream. I'm pretty sure I caught it afterwards.
Does your hamster have a name or a gender?
My hamster has a gender, but not a name.
Jesus Christ.
When she deserves a name, I will give her one. But so far, she has done nothing to prove her worth. She needs to prove to me that she deserves a name.
You are completely unhinged.
I am very high functioning.
Honey, these hinges are out, and they're highly functional. These hinges are out,
but they're fucking functioning. I showed you my birth. Well, you wouldn't look at my birth certificate. I tried to make you look at it, but you wouldn't look at it.
There was no reason for me to look at your birth certificate.
There was no reason for you to be so against looking at my birth certificate.
Listen, in this life, you have to take stances.
I wanted you to know what a fat baby I was, and you were like, I don't. That's too close.
When my sister was born, she was so fat, they announced her weight on the radio.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was the fattest baby born that day.
Wait, how fat was she?
Over 10 pounds.
Me too. I was like, I was so fat that my lung collapsed.
Jesus Christ.
There's a picture
of you've had medical problems since the day you were born.
I was born twice.
Oh my God.
I told you that though.
I would like to die once.
I know, but I was born twice, so I have to die twice.
No, I feel like.
Yeah, you could kill me right now. I'd be fine.
I feel like okay, I will try.
Please kill me.
But I feel like that's not true.
Kill me with a knife.
And see then a sword.
Well, you gotta wait a few months.
A big knife.
I was born in May, and then I was born for real in August.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not.
I told
you, right?
I've
got all the documents.
So do you have two birth certificates?
No, I have like these official medical documents that say like I was removed from the womb in May of 1992, and they use these birth steroids for me to exist, which is probably why I'm so unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take you out and they, you know, spin you around like a little basketball, and they're like, "It's
when
good.
The moon
let's let it
hits your eye like a big pizza pie. Yeah, exactly. That's a baby."
And then and then spike it back into the womb.
And they go delivery, and they throw it back in your mom. Throw the baby back.
And then
in
they're
the mom.
Like, "Seal her up."
Yeah.
And then they shift her back to Massachusetts.
They just put a little piece of masking tape across it so it doesn't open up in the car on the way to the delivery.
Exactly. And then you charge $5 for it. It gets resold at Little Caesar's Pizza.
You got it.
It's a secondhand pizza. That's what Little Caesars
are used pizzas from other pizza places.
This is a pizza that they just threw up. Someone threw up a pizza. They're like, we can make this look.
someone ordered a mushroom pizza, but accidentally we dropped this one all over the floor. So then we sold it to Little Caesars.
I used to work at a pizza place where they would do fucked up stuff.
Oh, please explain.
Well, first of all,
what do you mean
all,
fucked up stuff?
I feel like I'm toting out all my top shelf anecdotes.
Thank you
so
much.
For your fucking podcast. I'm going to kill myself. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And this is a podcast about TV shows, so this is perfect.
We have yet to talk about TV shows
literally
at all.
My goal of this podcast is to make a podcast about TV shows and never talk about them.
People love that. People love when you just talk about nothing instead.
I don't think we're talking about nothing. We're literally talking about the miracle of life. And now we're talking about
pizzas.
Now we're talking about pizzas. Maybe should we save the pizzas?
For later?
Or?
Never?
Should we talk
Fuck
about
you.
Should we talk? No, I'm saying, like, should we talk about the television show we're here to talk about?
Now
is what
I'm
saying.
Feeling deeply conflicted because you seemed really excited for me to tell
the
you the
thing
pizza
is that I am
story,
really excited,
then
but then you make.
Like, well, maybe not, don't tell the pizza story at all.
Here's the thing is I'm very excited about the pizza story, but I also now feel self-conscious that we have talked not about the TV show for so long.
Well, now we're just talking about your insecurities, and well, I couldn't be more bored by a topic.
Here's the thing. You're on the wrong podcast if you don't want to talk about my insecurities.
I devote such a large swath of my life.
I'm usually like, well, I watch Sex and the City, and why can't I call my father? Why is it physically impossible for me to call my dad?
Well, let's have a moment of silence for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I talked with my dad on the phone for an hour last night.
Yeah, you like to talk to your father.
Yeah, we're best friends. It's his birthday.
It's truly sick when people's parents are their best friends.
Well, yeah, it is pretty sad. Yeah. But it is the case for me with both parents.
But
he's
are
58.
But are you your parents' best friend?
Yes, see, for my dad. No, for my mom. Wow. Hard no.
Is your mom a social butterfly?
Hard no.
Is your mom more of a Grace or Frankie?
My mom is a total Frankie.
Oh, God.
Except she's also a wild slut in her community.
Is that true?
Yes, because nice. She does not listen to... She won't listen to my podcast. She's just like, I don't understand. How do I do it? I'm like, you press play. You just don't want to.
Okay.
But she has sex with a lot of fishermen. Fuck off. I'm going home for tomorrow, and for sure there's going to be lobster on the table, and we're not going to address why, but it's because my mom fucks her way into a lot of free lobster.
Jesus Christ, what a life.
That's a pretty good life. Deal. I mean, they're all very toxic alcoholics.
Well, yeah, they're fishermen.
Right. It's like, you know what you're signing up for. You know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, it's like already, it's a man in Boston, so there's a 90% chance that they'll be an alcoholic.
Whoa.
Yes.
It's true.
And then add living on a fishing boat. When the only thing to do is to drink or to write a memoir.
Once my mom's boyfriend, when I was in college, was like, Jamie, do you want to intern on my fishing boat? Like, that sounds like free labor. Sounds like you just want me to wake up at 4 a.m. and hang out with you and touch fish.
Yeah.
That's...
Did you get any college credit for working on a fishing boat?
I did not work on the fishing boat.
I am shocked you didn't work on this fishing boat.
Honestly, in retrospect, I wish I'd worked on the fishing boat. There's a few big regrets I have in life, and that is number one.
The biggest regret you have is not working for free on a fishing boat with your mom's boyfriend.
My second biggest regret was I was hired to play the role of Abigail Adams at the Old State House in Boston, and then I ended up getting a job with a salary, and I only did it for like 2 days. I should have just kept going to work, getting into a colonial wedding dress, and talking to children. That would have been a better life choice for me, I think. But instead, I just had to have health insurance. I'm such a stupid bitch.
Okay. I agree with parts of this, what you just said.
Uh-huh.
I won't say which ones.
No. No need.
I would love a job with health insurance.
Yeah, I don't have one now.
It's fine.
It's gone.
We're all doing fine. Just hopefully you don't get a big face again.
That's the thing, is like, I do have weird medical
anomalies that happen to you. Born twice. Big face disease.
My kidney shutting down, that was my fault.
I feel like we do not even have time to get into
that.
We
don't have time. We don't have time.
Thank God. All right. So I guess we're here to talk about Grace and Frankie.
I'm being such a Frankie right now.
A show that literally no one has ever watched except for you.
Okay. That's okay. Lots of people watch Grace and Frankie.
Name 10.
No one talks about it because it's embarrassing.
And it's your favorite television show.
It is my favorite television show.
Of all time?
No.
Right now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my go-to when I need to fall asleep.
That I feel like...
I mean, I fell asleep watching it yesterday.
Here's the thing.
What?
I feel like that is not a compliment to a piece of art. I put it on when
it's like
I want
an
to be
ASMR
lulled.
Video.
Yeah. It's like it's the
But with Hollywood greats.
Yeah, it's like you either listen to like someone rubbing a hairbrush and explaining all the presidents or you
That's your version of an ASMR.
That's what I think
video.
ASMR videos are.
I know, I've seen your weird fucking ASMR video of touching
them.
A hairbrush and talking about the presidents.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It wasn't.
It was like not bad though.
It's pretty good ASMR,
in
right?
Terms, right. I mean, it is bullshit and it makes no sense, but I did not
It
hate
doesn't
it.
What is it? Does ASMR have to make sense? It literally
I've learned a lot with ASMR.
God.
There's a Lee Harvey Oswald episode of an ASMR channel.
So then why is me explaining presidents?
I think I did learn something from yours, though. You sort of waxed poetic about the Bush family.
About the Bush family and the Roosevelts.
Well, yeah, because, you know, American dynastic politics. Fucking fascinating.
Of course. I didn't get into the Kennedys, though, which I should have.
We could go all day. That's the thing.
We already got into
I'm obsessed with Rosemary.
We already got into the Kennedys on Julia's episode. You two are.
Of course. Julia and I can talk about the Kennedys for literally hours and have.
I would love to have you guys do that. And
I wish Rosemary Kennedy was given a chance.
I think you two should have that conversation inside of a pod that I shoot into space.
I think that it would start with us talking about the Kennedys for 18 hours, and then we just start making out, and that would be...
No, that's just your dream.
That is, like, my dream.
Oh, God.
I want to talk about the Kennedys for 18 hours and then make out with a woman with perfect hair. That's all I want.
This is what I want, to turn a friendship into a romantic exchange by way of...
18 hours of 18, talking about the
Kennedys. Of what I think Bobby Kennedy could have done.
Listen, there was a lot going on.
What about JFK Jr.?
JFK Jr., I could take or leave.
Okay.
Who cares?
Apparently the Earth.
What
took him or left him? Both. This he was murdered.
Wow. I know what
he
happened.
He was murdered by an airplane.
I.
JFK Jr. was murdered by an airplane.
He was murdered by a very angry airplane.
Yeah.
This airplane had it.
It was one of the ones from Planes, the sequel to Cars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the thing about the Cars franchise is that cars can't usually talk.
But these cars,
they talk do. And they have feelings and they kiss. Do they kiss?
I don't know. I've never seen a Cars movie in my entire life.
There's no way that they kiss. I take it back. They can't kiss. But they
I feel
want
like
to.
They could.
They want to. Bonnie Hunt is the sexy car. That's the magic of animation.
No, I feel like if they didn't
you would
make a
fuck
joke.
Bonnie Hunt?
I don't know who that is.
She's the mom in Cheaper by the Dozen.
Is she
like,
Bonnie Raitt?
She is not Bonnie Raitt.
Then I don't know who she is. Okay. Is she Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde?
Yes.
Well, then, all right.
I'm kidding. That's Faye Dunaway.
I feel like if the Cars franchise. We want to talk about kissing if they didn't make some kind of bumper to bumper joke.
That's perverted.
What? That's like kissing.
The children.
What do I? There's kissing. There's kissing in children's movies.
I know.
The toys kiss in Toy Story.
And that's fucked up.
I kiss all the monsters in Monster Inc.
I would make out with any of the monsters. I would hook up with any monster at Monsters University.
I feel like you already have. Hooked up with three of the monsters at Monsters University.
I have hooked up with a lot of the monsters at Monsters University. I want a Monsters University hat so bad that I've almost paid upwards of $30 for one, and then I had to think better of it.
Are you susceptible to like if you're at like a theme park or something like?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Tricked into buying merch.
I forgot to bring it, but I was gonna bring. I've got my Monster Truck Rally shirt. I mean, you can't go to these places without getting like some sick merch.
That's true.
Or you're an idiot.
I have a giant Homer Simpson like mug I got at Universal Studios
cool.
in like this because it was like right when the Simpsons world opened up.
I remember. Man.
We all remember.
We were all there.
Listen, yeah, everyone remembers where they were when Kennedy got shot, when 9/11 happened, and
you
when the Simpsons.
You know something about crazy about the Kennedy shooting? It's where two of my interests intersect in the most beautiful way. Guess who was there at the Kennedy shooting in Dallas, Texas?
Who?
A very young Meatloaf.
God.
He
damn.
Was there.
How close?
I don't know. He was at the event. He wanted to see the president. He was like 14. Yeah. He's my age now. He was 14.
Jesus Christ.
And he saw the president got shot and he's like, I got to write that out of hell. That had to be the moment.
I feel like that. I feel like that's
he's
you.
He's like, wait.
Can you just say allegedly?
No, he's like, I have to write bad out of hell. And then 15 years later, I got to write bad out of hell 2, back to hell. And then bad out of hell 3. I think like the bats are alive or something like that. Bad at Hell 3 is not very good.
Is that a full album or just a song?
Yeah, and it came out in like 2006.
Oh, meaty.
The stinker.
Meaty.
Man, meaty. He should just be an actor. He's so talented.
That's true. Or these people should just be like legacy acts where it's like, listen, Meatloaf, we don't want any more new music. Just go on stage, do the hits.
Don't say that about Meatloaf. Don't put him in a box. He put out a really bad album 6 months ago.
Yeah, so stop doing it.
Someone I know saw Meatloaf at an LA Dodgers game, and he was smoking a big fat cigar. Mm-hmm. And someone, and he was like, my friend was dared to go over and say, hey, Meatloaf, you can't smoke that cigar. And he did. And then Meatloaf said, do you know who I am? And he's like, yeah, he just called you Meatloaf. And Meatloaf proceeded with his cigar. Mm-hmm.
If I was Meatloaf, I wouldn't let anyone tell me how to do anything, even cops. Especially the president.
Especially cops. And
if a cop's like, hey, you're speeding, I'm like, did you know I am Meatloaf?
And they'd be like, oh, sir, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
I would give Meatloaf POW plates just on the grounds of he's Meatloaf. He saw the Kennedy assassination.
They look at his ID and it says whatever his real name is and they go, oh, Meatloaf. Like there's another loaf. Oh, Meatloaf.
Don't call me Mr. Loaf. Mr. Loaf.
Mr. Loaf was my father's name.
Call me.
That's actually the last line of Moby Dick. or the first line?
It's the first line, mm-hmm. But I'll let you slide.
Thank you so much. I've read a book.
Have you read Moby Dick?
Fuck no.
Of course I haven't.
No fucking way have I read a book about a whale.
I read the first two pages and there's a fun part where it's like, when I feel like knocking people's hats off, I go to the sea. And I'm like, same.
Yeah.
I feel like knocking people's hats off and I'm like, well, it's time to go hang out with my mom's boyfriend in this fucking weird boat.
Isn't there just like long passages in Moby Dick where he just like explains fishing and different types of whales and
yeah, it's people need to like, I can't, it's just like any Russian book, there's like 100 pages on like agrarian.
Yeah.
Like you're just like,
it's like that whole chapter in American Psycho where it's like just literally like breaking down like a Janet Jackson album or something.
Brett Easton Ellis needs to fucking chill out.
I'm
over it. Dude, he has like this really terrible new web series about Vine stars and he's trying to make a point and I don't know what it is.
Is it like Vine stars are good or that Vine stars are bad?
Vine stars are bad.
That's his point?
Yeah, but it's basically a Vine series. He's like, you know, I'm just like tackling culture from the inside and super. And it's like, you're done, man. We're done with you. We as a society have moved past your bullshit.
After American Psycho 2 starring Mila Kunis was made, nothing else you had.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Nothing else had to be said.
What did she do?
I did not see.
I was like, kill to Huey Lewis B-sides?
She killed two Morris Day and the Times hits.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out. Hey, Grace and Frankie.
This TV show.
We're being such Frankies right now.
Oh, fucking kill me.
Okay.
I would love to be both of their marriages so I could be dead.
As someone, I feel like I'm almost certainly going to marry a gay person. Probably more than once.
Yeah.
So I feel deeply for... Well, should we say what the premise of the show is?
Yeah.
Does it matter? We've been here for like 6 hours.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. We'll run down it real quick, I guess.
Okay.
Grace and Frankie is about... it opens with two older women having dinner with each other, and they seem to not be happy about it. And then they think they're... Because they seem to be friends.
Yes.
I don't know who they are.
They're
okay, so their husbands have a law firm together.
Yeah, Saul and Robert.
I'm never going to remember any characters' names, so I'm going to need you to tell me their names.
I'm
going to
repeat it.
Thank you so much.
And very frustrated,
So their husbands have a law firm together, and then their wives are waiting for them to have some kind of dinner. They think they're retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the husbands come in. And explain, we do have something to say. And it's not a retirement. It's that everyone's getting a divorce because the husbands are secretly gay and in love with each other and have been for 20 years.
What a great twist. Already, we watched this first scene. We're like, I love these characters.
I know.
I'm on their side.
Please don't say we.
Love is love is love is love is love. But also, what about them?
Here's the thing.
Be making lots of arm gestures.
Do not invoke Lin-Manuel Miranda on my podcast, please.
I would never.
My enemy, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's my enemy too. Wait, what did I do?
You did the love is love thing.
Does he do that?
That's like something he said during a speech.
God, he needs to grow up, honestly. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, I would fight him.
You could win.
I know, and that's not a compliment to me. That's just exactly how physically weak he is. Yeah.
There's like a story where this rapper, Immortal Technique, they went to high school together, and he would...
Immortal Technique put him in a trash can.
That's great. And then he's like, look at me, now I'm famous. And Immortal Technique's like, literally only the internet cares about me sometimes.
Right. But I would donate to a Kickstarter to have Lin-Manuel Miranda put in a trash can again. I hate when geeks win. Geeks suck.
Yeah, it's like... Hamilton is like...
Can I just say geeks freaking suck?
You can say it. I'll bleep it, but you can say it.
Geeks freaking suck, man.
But what about preps and jocks?
Preps and jocks suck too. You gotta... I gotta forge my own path over here. Did you know you can play the oboe and be a cheerleader?
Is that true?
Yeah, dude, that's my freaking life.
Oh God. Yeah.
What?
I'm thinking about how much I hate Hamilton, and we really have to talk about Grace and Frankie. Homework plus bad rapping plus high ticket prices. It's like what could be worse?
What could be worse?
My name's Alexander, and I'm here to say I came to rap in a Hamilton way. I feel like that's what the whole show is.
It's like history, but like with a twist, you know?
Yeah. It's like hip-hop history.
There used to be this show I watched called Hip Hop Harry. It was about a huge animatronic rabbit who sung about math.
Yeah.
He's like hip-hop. Harry, I'll find a pic of him.
Okay. But that's what Hamilton feels like. It feels like an instructional video that like someone would show you in like middle school to be like, always remember to don't do drugs or your mom will lay on the rug. She'll be sad and you'll be mad and then you'll get yelled at by dad.
Hip hop Harry.
Oh, Jesus. Is that a rabbit or is it like a chipmunk?
I don't know. We don't know what his ear situation is because of his backwards baseball cap. Oh, no, sorry. It's a bucket hat.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So Grace and Frankie. God damn
Wait,
it.
Wait, I got one more picture of Hip Hop Harry.
No.
No, damn it.
It was going to be your big face.
It was my big face.
Thank you so much. Okay.
I'm furious. What do you want?
We have to talk about Grace and Frankie. This is the reason we're here. I'm trying so hard to get this on track while derailing it, and it really is not working.
Yeah,
for me,
I'm triggered personally.
Oh, God damn it!
You know you can't say triggered now. You have to say you're activated. Someone corrected me the other day.
I'm going to kill myself.
I was like, I'm activated by you saying that, but I feel like activated also sounds like turned on.
Activated sounds like I'm a human debit card.
It sounds like you're an Alexa.
Oh, I'm obsessed with Alexa now.
She's great. You're talking about Alexa Chung, the model, right?
I'm talking about Alexa Chung, the model. A beautiful woman. A woman I have followed and unfollowed on Instagram multiple times.
Me too!
Because I think she's attractive, and I also think her...
sometimes I'm like, she's too much, and then I'm like, she's not enough.
Yeah, sometimes I think her personality is that of a manila envelope.
I used to love watching her MTV talk show. She'd be like, hi, this is Alexa Chung, and today we're going to have... Hugh Jackman on again. Like, I feel like she had Hugh Jackman as a guest 400 times and then the show was canceled.
I think Hugh Jackman is one of the greatest late night guests of our generation. And by that, I mean, I've watched him recently on a late night show.
I was like, honestly, congratulations on consuming so much late night TV. What are you doing?
I do like late night TV. That's another...
grow up.
That's another podcast that I'm going to start.
I love late night TV with Mike.
Yeah, and I just break down who was singing with James Corden recently.
But like in what kind of vehicle, because it does make all the difference. The acoustics of a Corolla are going to be different than the acoustics of an 18-wheeler. And it's like, let's really break this down.
Here's the thing.
All my Corden heads out there.
I think how much we haven't talked about Grace and Frankie is a true testament to how interesting the television
is. Can I see your notes?
Definitely not.
I would like to hold them.
No.
I would like to hold them and feel the weight of them in my hands.
My third note is, I hate these people.
This is okay. That is a boring note. Who's your favorite character?
None.
I was trying.
Zero.
Who is your favorite character?
The guy who from Can't Hardly Wait, who I'm sad about how balding he is.
Coyote?
Is that his name? The sun. The white sun.
Coyote.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Listen, everyone in this cast shines.
My favorite character is whoever Baron Vaughn plays because I'm glad he's getting a paycheck.
Me too, but also he shines.
He was in 6 minutes of an episode, the first episode.
You've got to see his arc develop over the three seasons.
I refuse to watch. I cannot believe that there are three seasons. I think the only reason there has been this many seasons is because of people like you who put it on and fall asleep and then more episodes keep playing and people think that they're watching. And Netflix algorithm thinks that people are watching.
I mean, I can take you through.
I refuse.
The story. Lily Tomlin starts dating a beet farmer. His name's Jacob. But things are complicated and she hasn't moved on from Saul yet. And so Jacob's like, you know what? We're old. It's not like we're fucking anyone else. Let's just put it on hold. Which to me is like, one of them could die at any moment. How dare they put it on hold? But they seem confident they're going to live. And then they do get back together in season three.
It's like a worse.
Why are you sleeping?
Because you were telling me about the love life of a woman who I cannot tell what her job is and a beet farmer.
They don't have jobs. They're wives of lawyers. Well, actually, no. Lily Tomlin had a job. No.
Jane Fonda.
Grace had a job.
She was like a famous person.
Well, she had her own line of hair dye.
Yes.
Called Simply Grace.
Because
her name, that's her name,
is Grace.
And then she's on all the boxes. And there's that great scene in the pilot where
she's scared in the drugstore because people are recognizing her.
Jane Fonda being afraid of people in a drugstore for hours. She was just like, they're like, is that you? First of all, would you do that to someone who's like, everyone looks like someone on a hair box?
I would just like look at the box and then look at the person and then look at the box and then look at the person and then kind of raise my eyebrows at them, be like,
You're a fucking sick freak though. So it's different. But there's this lady who approaches Jane Fonda and she's like, is that you?
And that woman's character's name is Miss Moving the Plot Along.
There's a spinoff about her.
And she just walks around pointing at people being like, is this you? Is this you?
Is this you? And then Jane Fonda proceeds to give too much information. She says, it used to be. And then she runs away. And then someone goes, hey, Grace. And then she goes, oh, no. And then she lifts her gigantic sweater over her head like an elderly turtle and like scutters over. And then Lily Tomlin's in the same drugstore providing exposition to other people we're never going to see again. Where she's like, hey, do you think Ben and Jerry, what was really going on in that ice cream factory?
I hated that.
That sucked.
That was so bad. It's like, hey, Ben and Jerry are two men with a business. I bet you they're fucking.
And then that lady who was just trying to get a six pack of Tecate.
Corona
was like, just like, I don't know.
What? The same way if any. Okay, imagine.
That's so Grace and Frankie, though. Grace is afraid. Frankie is causing fear.
Just imagine if you were in a store just like trying to buy.
I'm imagining it right now.
A drink.
I'm closing my eyes and I'm
there. And a wild-haired old woman covered in rags screams at you if two men who own an ice cream company are gay. How would you react?
I'd say, do you want to come home with me? It seems like you need a place to go.
No.
And I need to. I think that would be the beginning of my Tuesdays with Maury.
I would go, what? Tuesdays with Frankie?
Tuesdays with Frankie, yeah. And she'd be like, I'm dying of. What happens at Tuesdays? I'm dying of skin disease. That's what I think happens in Tuesdays with Maury.
I
don't know.
I mean, I say this while yesterday I was verbally like. I don't want to say verbally assaulted because it seems like I'm being insulted, but I was.
I assume you're always being insulted.
I'm usually being insulted when people go, hi, Mike. And I'm like, what does that mean? But that's that's like my whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean, hi?
Right. And that's, you remember when you started the podcast and it was like, you were like, hi, hello. And everyone, we were like, oh, God, here
So fuck off. But yesterday I was eating a dinner of French fries at Burger King.
I ate at Burger King yesterday too. I was at Burger King for like 3 hours.
Here's the thing. Shout out to Burger King, a true sponsor of TV Casualty.
Did you go to the Rock and Roll Burger King?
Of course
King?
I went to the Rock and Roll Burger King.
It's so cool. I sat next to the Cuba Gooding Jr.
I sat underneath Whitney Houston. And is Whitney Houston and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
friends.
they're neighbors.
Yeah. So there was a man named Bobby
uh-huh.
at the Rock and Roll Burger King.
Go on.
Very upset that they didn't give him a receipt.
So he could write it off on his taxes.
No, because he says that the Burger King's in Manhattan, if they don't give you a receipt, your meal is free. And also he was mad that they didn't give him a tray even though he took his order to go.
They do not fuck around at Rock and Roll Burger King, it would appear.
Yeah. He said apparently after a certain time they do not give out trays.
That sounds made up.
No, I bet you it's real because half of the dining room was cut off.
When I was at Rock and Roll Burger King yesterday, someone tried to sell me a bootleg of the Smurfs 8 separate times.
It's gonna happen.
I know, but like by time 6, I was starting to consider it.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
it's
know.
It's a great sales technique.
She was wearing me down. She really was. And she would never say anything. She'd just dangle a Smurfs DVD in front of my face. I'd be like, no thanks. But then by time 6, I'm like, name your price.
Yeah. Do you have a Smurfs? Do you have a Smurfs DVD?
Can I Venmo you?
Yeah, right. This woman is not on the grid.
I know. It's upsetting.
Hi, can I actually get a receipt for this? I would like to write it off.
I would like to write it off on my taxes.
She just,
watching the Smurfs is my job.
It's not far off from whatever your fucking
honestly,
job is.
Honestly, I did get paid to write about the Smurfs last week.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't like Smurfs.
I hate the future so
but
much.
I do like Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Wait, what else was Wacky Racers Hanna-Barbera?
What the fuck is Wacky Racers?
It was like a bunch of different cartoon characters doing like a... It was like a cartoon about them having like
Wacky
car races through the desert.
No, that
sounds... I feel like the Pink Panther was maybe there.
No.
I think what's his name from...
This sounds like a... Is this a shitty
Smurfs.
Video game?
No. It was
Papa Smurf? Papa?
No. The villain.
Gargamel.
Yeah.
I know the Smurfs villain off the top of my head.
Yeah. No, there was a band... When I was like 13, there was a band on Long Island called Gargamel. And
that's sick. Whoa.
Is that Wacky Racers?
Oh, that's cool.
Is that Hanna-Barbera?
They are, yeah.
Yes.
It's like a lot of Hanna-Barbera characters.
Yeah. Is the Pink Panther there?
I think.
But is Gargamel there?
Gargamel is there.
He's like right in the middle, right? Isn't that Gargamel with
that's
the dog?
Gargamel with the dog.
Yeah.
Gargamel is a weird.
Yeah.
He just wants Smurfs. We were not given his. There's this great moment in the first live action Smurfs movie, which stars Neil Patrick Harris as an expectant father who encounters the Smurfs in, wait for it, New York City, the big city where dreams come true. And
I'm audibly yawning into the mic.
At the end, there's a moment with Neil and Papa Smurf, and the Smurfs are about to leave. And Papa Smurf, no, Neil Patrick Harris says, goodbye, Papa. And then Papa Smurf says to Neil Patrick Harris, goodbye, Papa.
Oh, my God.
And then they share a warm look. And I start just... The waterworks are just... I'm weeping in an empty theater.
Okay, here's the thing.
Can you believe... I'm
surely stopped listening to that story.
I'm really close to crying.
Thinking about that. When's the last time you cried? Oh, well, I saw Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties, and I couldn't stop bawling.
No, Babe 2, Pig in the Big City. Yeah.
No, it's just called Pig in the City.
Okay,
come on.
Grow up.
Pig in the Big City. That's too many syllables. You know that. Are you really almost crying about the Smurfs movie?
I'll make you watch the scene later. It is really sad.
I'm going to immediately live underneath a bus. I'm going
to
be
I think I'm really tired or something because I really am close to crying about it. But
let's talk about Grace and Frankie, please. This is Jesus Christ. Oh, I cannot believe you.
What is happening?
You're actually almost crying about a scene you described from the Smurfs movie.
But here's the thing about it.
Oh my fucking God.
But.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. So Papa Smurf. a father to all the Smurfs. And
which is like, yo, good job on you, Papa Smurf. You stayed fucking.
Smurfette, who's also his daughter? It's not explained. Anyways.
Do you think Smurfs come out in
I think that they're
litters,
asexual.
Like animals?
Asexual.
So then how
know.
Do they how do they procreate?
They just, you wake up and there's another one. It's like worms.
I don't know how worms work, so
worms,
I can't.
Worms, they just, now you get two
did
worms.
It split into two?
Yeah, I think the clinical term for it is.
What's the clinical term for crying about a scene from the Smurfs movie that you described?
I did not shed a tear, but to complete my Smurfs thought, Neil Patrick Harris is about to be a Papa, and Papa Smurf is like, I've been there, and I think you're going to do a great job. Because they've been on this journey together. A romp through New York City with Neil and all the Smurfs. Meanwhile, he's got a pregnant wife at home who he's not taking care of because he's hanging out with the Smurfs.
I've never been more upset in my entire life.
So anyways, some other Hanna-Barbera properties include the Flintstones, the Jetsons, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?, Speed Racer,
mm-hmm.
Yogi Bear.
Mm-hmm. I believe Yogi Bear is a wacky racer.
Yogi Bear is a nuisance. I'm over it.
I only care about Yogi Bear 3D.
That is such an upsetting movie.
We're not here to talk about this. I feel like I have to put my foot down. We just to put your phone. Okay, as long as you're not Googling pictures of Yogi Bear.
I need to go.
No, you don't.
I know. Please just tell me you love Grace and Frankie and we can.
Can we keep talking about Grace and Frankie?
Of course. I'm like on the verge of tears. Anything could not push me over the edge. But
okay.
Yes, let's keep talking about Grace and Frankie.
Okay. I did not like it.
I know.
Who is the show for?
Me.
Only you? This feels like it's.
Me and old people.
Yeah. This movie, this TV show is like the It's Complicated of TV shows.
They're going for a Golden Girls vibe and they're not getting there.
Here's a fun thing about me. Obviously, you know, I've never seen the Golden Girls.
I think you would actually really love it.
We'll see about that.
I think that you
would. I don't find.
I knew you wouldn't like Grace and Frankie, but I think you could fuck with some Golden Girls.
Maybe. I don't know. Everyone seems to love it, so I feel like it's probably at least good.
I feel like
good.
You would hook up with Blanche.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Literally one of my least favorite comedy tropes is like old person saying something inappropriate.
Okay. You might not like the Golden Girls.
Because, like, isn't it so funny? It's like, no, these people have had a full life. Of course they know what fucking is.
I think that it's
like, what do you...
I love, like, the trope of, like, fart grandma, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Where it's like, she's in the movie for 45 seconds, and then she disposes some expository wisdom, where she's like, you really just... Adam Sandler, you just gotta follow your heart. And then she farts, and then he's like, Grandma!
I hate
and
the
And then
thing.
She passes away.
I hate the thing where there's a movie and it's like a grandma and it's like, oh, you got a nice little girlfriend over there. And then he's like, thanks, grandma. And it's like, are you fucking her little pussy, right? Or like whatever the grandma says. And they're like,
does
grandma!
She keep it tight?
Yeah.
There's a good scene in Geely.
You make her pop off a nut every once in a while?
There's a good scene in Geely.
No, there's not. I know that. I know that sentence is false.
There's only good scenes in Geely.
Boo.
Where
have you ever watched anything good?
I'm not convinced that I have. Well, I've watched Chris and Frankie, and I've watched the Smurfs. So there's at least two things right off the top. There's a scene in Geely where Ben Affleck is talking to his horny mom, and J-Lo is a lesbian in the movie, but Ben Affleck's going to change her, and that's his mission.
A true Chasing Amy.
And he, yeah, but this time it works.
It works in Chasing Amy.
Really? I've never seen Chasing Amy.
Well, you got to watch. Spoiler alert.
No, thank you. Anyways, Ben Affleck's horny mommy is, and he's like he's a Boston guy, so he's like, you know, she's like, hey, are you fucking that tight little piece? And he's like, no, mom, she's gay. And then she's like, we'll see about that. And then J-Lo's, they're all coy, like, we'll see about that, you know? Because
she's
like, maybe I'm not gay. It's weird. It's a good movie.
This movie stinks.
He also gives his mom an insulin shot in her big old ass.
You gotta give your mom an insulin shot in her big old ass.
We have all been there. Have you ever given your mom a shot?
I've never given my mom does take insulin, and I've never given it to her.
I've given my mom a shot.
I'd give your mom a shot.
You want to give my mom a shot?
Yeah, I'll give your mom a shot.
Yeah, give her a shot.
Yeah.
Just start fishing.
I will. Disgusting. What if I don't start fishing, but I just come over in like a yellow bucket hat?
Oh, she's dumb. Yeah. that would be good enough.
That's good enough?
Yeah.
And I go, hey, I don't know about Asians or whatever people from Boston say.
That's the opening, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Boston's forget about it.
I don't know about Asians.
Or whatever racist thing people from Boston say.
Yeah, that's like how when they inaugurate a new mayor.
they touch him on a
what
sword.
What are your opinions on Asian people?
And he goes, I don't know. I don't know why he's from Brooklyn.
It's true. But I would do a Newsies accent for almost anything.
I only know how to do one voice, so it's like, hey, I think
I know you've got your fucking Long Island accent.
Okay, well,
infuriating.
This is, now I'm activated.
I've
been activated.
You're turned on at your own podcast.
I listen to my own podcast and I jerk my little pecker every day. Oh, I love my own voice so much.
I'm gonna be sick.
Well, one of us is gonna cry, and it's
gonna be me.
It's gonna be you.
It's gonna be me.
Okay.
I'm gonna cry so hard a blood vessel bursts in my eye.
This show fucking stinks. It's for no one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this episode.
No.
What did I do?
I'm trying to get this Grace and Frankie train back on the track.
Grace and Frankie rules.
Grace and Frankie does not rule.
I think we can all agree.
I think that I just found out that Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston are both bad actors. They are.
Martin Sheen is bad in this show. Sam Waterston. And in every show. Sam Waterston's good.
He was not good.
He's good. He's finding his dried and he's old. It's harder.
It's great. It's like he's never done like a comedy.
Can we agree that Jane Fonda shines?
No. I refuse to say that.
There's that great moment at the beginning of the show where after Martin Sheen breaks up with Grace.
Yeah. I like how marriage of 40 years to you is a breakup.
Breakups are hard. Breakups are hard. It takes time to heal.
Yeah.
But she goes to her quarters, and she basically takes her face off. There's like this wire that's holding up her hair.
It's like she has like
half of her face.
I didn't see the face drop.
I've seen this episode a lot of times, and her face, like, it's. I didn't know that there was a contraption that can literally suspend your face.
Does it like pull your ears back or something?
It like pulls your cheekbones up a little bit. It just like pulls your skin up.
That's wild.
And she takes it off and it's like, I'd dump her. If I were Martin Sheen and I was an aging beefcake.
I mean,
his arms were good.
Beefy. He looked good in a tucked in polo shirt.
Yeah, he did.
But it was like the two of them were. I can't believe how bad of actors the men were.
The men?
Wildly bad. Like, and like, they're both like highly respected actors. So I don't know.
And are to this day.
They shouldn't be after this.
Martin Sheen stars in a production of 1776.
Why are they still around? It's like, yo, y'all dumped them. You're gone.
I asked you before, I'll ask you again. Do you think that Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez gather in their living room?
The answer is no.
And binge watch Grace and Frankie. They watch their father playing a gay character, and they're like, wow, our dad is pretty cool.
Do you think Martin Sheen has watched all of the Major League movies?
There's not a chance.
Yeah, so I don't think that...
I don't think that Martin Sheen's proud of his sons, but I think that Emilio and Charlie are like, you know what? We love this man. We came out of his dick and we love him.
I think Emilio is not, based on the fact that he changed his name so that he wouldn't be known as Martin Sheen's son. So he'd get a fair
shake
in Hollywood. Because
he wanted to. Right. And boy, did he. He did not do that well.
He got a fair shake. He starred in Repo Man. Have you?
And he got the.
Did you star in Repo Man?
I can't disclose, but I am starring in the reboot.
I would fucking scream. I would lose my mind if you started the Repo Man reboot.
If I was the
and
Repo
not
Man.
Me. That's the caveat.
I'm also doing like a Deep Roy kind of thing, like what Deep Roy did in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'm doing that, but for all the Mighty Ducks. I'm playing every Mighty Duck.
Every Mighty Duck.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can have the Mighty Ducks as long as I can have Repo Man.
Also playing all the Bad News Bears, all the Benchwarmers.
Everyone in, oh fuck, what was that movie?
Everyone in that movie Crash.
And everyone
in that television show Crashing.
Please stop talking about Crashing.
I'm crashing so hard right now.
No, fuck, what was the movie? Not, so the joke is gone. But the movie starring Johnny Knoxville where he pretends to be mentally handicapped so he can be in the Special Olympics.
I don't know, but how did that movie happen?
The Ringer.
I didn't know that movie existed.
Yeah. The plot is basically that his uncle is in gambling debt, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he pretends to be mentally handicapped so he can compete in the Special Olympics and then his uncle can bet on him and win money.
Does it work?
That'd
be great if the rest of that movie is just that plan working seamlessly.
Here's the thing. It doesn't work, but he finds some real friends at the Special Olympics.
Fuck off.
While doing a highly offensive impression of a mentally handicapped person.
Hey, if you want to see a highly offensive interpretation of a mentally handicapped person, may I direct you to Geely. Justin Bartha really is gonna piss some people off with that one.
What is are there any offensive impressions on Grace and Frankie?
Except of just acting, no.
I mean, they're calling these people actors is crazy to me. I can't. Sam Waterston should literally be on a Law and Order until he dies.
Off of Sam Waterston.
He was so bad.
We all would prefer that Jerry Orbach was alive, well, and in Grace and Frankie. But we can't have that. Oh, so we've got Sam Waterston.
I want Sam Waterston to go back and do the robot commercial from Saturday Night Live, and that's it. That's the only thing I want him to do.
I want Jerry Orbach. But I mean, that's a lot of how I feel when I watch Grace and Frankie. Like, man, this could really be improved. With Jerry Orbach in any part. He could play Grace. I don't care.
I don't think he could play Grace. I think he could play Frankie.
I mean, yes. I think Grace and Frankie are great. They're two peas in a pod.
They don't like each other,
but then they do.
Ugh, the horrible bonding moment at the end of the episode.
Where she pees on Ryan Gosling.
I love that
bit.
Oh, man. There's a bit where now that... Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston are out of the closet.
It's a funny bit.
It's like he orders a chair with Ryan Gosling's face on it.
And he's like, it's an inside joke. And she's like, now you're going to get a sense of humor. And we're like, we can relate with her. She's so frustrated seeing as her husband has been gay for their whole marriage.
For 20 years.
I can see this is going to happen to me someday. I'm so ready.
That's fine.
I'm going to get married a minimum of 5 times, and it's always going to fall apart. First of all, I'm never going to die, so all my marriages will be 40 plus years.
I'm shocked you're not already dead.
Okay, fuck off. What were you going
to
say?
From the beginning of the episode, we've been talking about how your body's falling apart, and you're like, I will live to be 900 years old.
But I'm gonna live forever. Also, your body is falling apart arguably way worse than mine.
No.
We were standing outside the door, and you were doing some weird telltale heart shit of like, do you hear my ankle clicking? Do you hear my ankle clicking? I think like
because anytime my ankle click, you'd start talking about how good Grace and Frankie is or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe it's like a dog whistle.
Yeah,
it's like
you couldn't hear it because you were like
every time your body starts to decompose more, I get stronger about my opinions.
You learn more about Grace and Frankie. I mean, I literally cannot believe that this show has so many seasons.
And you know that they're gonna ride it out until someone dies. That is how these shows work.
They need to.
And then a main cast member dies, and then there's a ton of press about it. And they're like, how do we go on without, hopefully, Martin Sheen? I hope he's the first to go.
Sam Waterston.
They're like, no, no, Robert. Okay, to all my Grace and Frankie heads out there.
GNFH.
You're out there. Who? I think we can all agree.
You're out there. Dolores. You're out there. Beth. You're
Mom?
Out there. Ruth.
You will not listen to this. But there
is your mom's name Dolores?
There's no. Her real name's Jennifer, but she chooses to go by Jill. She's a nightmare. Anyways, she there was a great tweet I saw about Grace and Frankie once.
And it was please help my heart monitor stopped working. My children won't answer my calls anymore.
There's a great plot point in season 3 about hot heart monitors.
Of course there was.
But anyways.
This tweet had 1/2 at the bottom of it. Please help.
1/500.
One slash, and then they didn't even put a second number because they didn't know how long it would be.
Well, yeah.
They were like, please help, my heart monitor stopped working.
The tweet
I was watching
goes,
Grace and Frank, one slash, and then my children won't call me back anymore. Please.
I'm pulling up the tweet.
My left arm hurts so bad. 2/
I'm going to.
I need help. My Medicaid is running out.
Here's the thing.
3/
Don't make fun of Medicaid.
I'm not making fun of Medicaid. The person in this bit has Medicaid.
So here's the thing. The tweet goes, sometimes you're a Grace. Sometimes you're a Frankie. Occasionally you're a Saul. But God help you if you're ever a Robert. Robert sucks.
Am I Robert?
In that I hope you die first, you're absolutely Robert.
I mean, I've never seen a more unconvincing kiss than
it is,
Saul and Robert. It's truly bone chilling.
It is tense.
Watching these two 60, fucking 90-year-old
men. You can tell
men,
they had like a talk before of like, you know,
dude, it's
cool. Not,
it's
not gay if it's acting.
I think that everyone clapped on set after the kiss.
You're so brave.
Yeah.
You put your
and
skin on his skin.
I saw that this, I like was Googling to see like when it came out and it won some kind of GLAAD award. And I'm like, how?
Because no one ever says old people are gay.
Have you seen The Birdcage?
I love that movie. They're not old enough.
They're old.
They're like middle-aged.
Yeah, they're middle-aged. That's fine.
They're not old enough. We gotta get those gays older.
Listen, if there's one goal in my life, it's
I want to
make
age
gays,
up gays.
It's to make gays older.
I need to get more. I think the oldest gay friend I have, I'm embarrassed to say, is like 52.
My oldest gay friend is 20 because I'm very young and cool.
That is such a lie that I'm going to be sick.
None of my friends are older than 21.
Well, I shouldn't have a 52-year-old friend. It's actually my uncle. I'm 14. I'm 14 years old.
How did you get a 52?
How did I get a 52-year-old gay friend?
No, I don't know. Just a 52-year-old friend in general.
Oh. Well, I mean, we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
He used to run a toy store that went out of business because something about Harry Potter Legos. There was a controversy.
Jesus fucking God.
Why are you looking in that notebook? You didn't write anything.
I wrote so many notes, and none of them matter because of this show. Literally, one of them is...
It's so weird. It's all drawings of me.
It literally just says, terrible daughters. Those are Grace and Robert's daughters. They're bad people.
Oh, well, yes.
They're
but
yelling
I like...
at their parents for... They're yelling at their father for being
they
gay.
They burst in, and they're like, you're gay?
Yeah. And it's like, hello.
I'm going to do that. I'll see my dad tomorrow. I'm going to just do that.
Pop in.
Hey! You're gay? I got a call and they said that you're gay. And then my dad will be like, I can explain. And then I'll find out my dad's gay.
Oh, they made some kind of, it's fine if you find out your dad's gay. I truly was not listening to you.
I need to leave.
That's fine.
Please call me an Uber back to California.
I will send you an Uber only to hell.
You know what's my worst? What's your worst? What's the worst circumstance you've taken an Uber in?
I feel like every cab ride I'm in is triumphant.
They're okay. First of all,
like
no way. That's
it's because I feel so good when I'm taking a car somewhere.
You're feeling right. Well, one time I was dumped,
mm-hmm.
and then he was like, "I'll call you an Uber," but he did not. He called me an Uber pool. I was actively crying in a full Uber pool for upwards of an hour.
Oh, I mean the worst one.
It was very upsetting.
That's insane.
Lamp thinks it's very funny.
That's fully insane.
It was a sad day. And also,
but you presented it as humorous.
I had just butt chugged for the first time, went to his house, and he was like,
everything you do is a red flag, like a warning sign of like a truly unwell person.
I had butt chugged juice that I made myself.
Like J O O S E or J U I C E?
I'm sorry, I leaned into juice so much. No, like apple juice.
Okay.
That I made.
So you like squeezed apples? press them, I guess.
Yeah, you know, smash and then them. You put the turkey baster, and then you. And then you butt chug
it.
No,
I don't know. How do you mean, like, you know?
That's the cleanest way to butt chug. To all my Grace and Frankie heads out there.
These people are already taking multiple anal suppositories.
And then I went over to my boyfriend's at that, and he was like, listen, it's not working. And then he called me an Uber pool, so my butt was full of tears. My heart was full of tears. And that Uber pool was full of tears and juice.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It was fucked up. It was a really fucked up day. And then I called Julia, friend of the cast.
Stop talking about her. She's gone. She's off the podcast.
I miss her. I wish she was here instead of you, though.
I wish that she was here instead of you also.
I wish.
It's good. She didn't once talk about butt chugging on her episode.
Because she's not brave enough.
I wouldn't.
She's my best friend, but she's not brave enough.
I wouldn't use the word brave.
I think that it's brave. I think my butt chug is just as brave as Martin Sheen felt when he kissed Sam Watterson. Bring it all back.
Oh, God.
I think that.
See, my worst Uber pool isn't that bad, so I don't even care to tell the story.
Well, I mean, my Uber pool is.
Yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's like
so much.
9/11, Hiroshima.
My Uber pool.
Jamie's Uber pool story. Pearl Harbor. Grace and Frankie.
No!
Grace and Frankie is as... Actually, Grace and Frankie is probably as bad as Pearl Harbor.
Hey, wait. What are you doing after this?
Killing myself.
Do you want to go see Smurfs The Lost Village?
No.
Okay.
No, fuck off.
I saw The Case for Christ last week.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a movie about God.
I literally know.
Finding him.
Did you have to write about it?
Yeah.
Of course. The only thing that was fun, the only positive note
I liked part of it?
They just when Grace throws a bunch of food in the beginning when she's like making a scene, just because
it's a fun goof.
I just like any time that
you love a food fight.
I love a food fight. I really would. I want to be in a film where there's a food fight just because I want to film it.
Really?
I want to I want to be allowed to throw food.
Yeah, I know. As a dropout of rock and roll high school.
I love rock and roll high school.
I know you love. I didn't even need to ask. Of course. Fucking course you love rock and roll high school and food fights.
Okay, here's the thing. Is it a movie about high school?
If there's not a food fight?
Yeah.
No.
Is there a food fight? Is there the Ramones? Is there tension? That's a perfect film.
Where does tension factor into Rock and Roll High School?
Because the one girl, she wants to show the Ramones her songs because she's a great songwriter, but no one takes her seriously because she's a girl.
It is also, a feminist masterpiece.
It's a feminist masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and Roll High School passes the Bechdel test.
Why you say that like I should care?
You should care.
I don't give a fuck.
Rock and Roll High School for sure passes.
I'm going to say it here. Women suck.
Oh, my God.
Women suck.
I'm just so happy someone else brought this up because I've been trying to say
I want
to
open a can of worms.
Okay.
Women suck. They don't deserve rights. I'm wearing a shirt that says misandry.
Okay. But literally anytime you say, I want to open a can of worms, I'm scared you're going to open a literal can of worms and eat it for a video or something.
Because I'm gross. Yeah. I get it.
Hey, Mike, have you ever butt-chugged worms? And it's like, no one has.
That would probably be pretty easy, though.
Oh, God.
Just taking nature's slip and slide into your body.
My t-shirt is fully over my face by now.
You're like Grace in the drugstore. You're like, I'm scared. And it's like, come on. Buck up.
I'm not scared.
You dumb little bee.
I hated this show.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What brand of cigarettes would you smoke if you just found out your husband's been gay? And then he's like... America's beer.
No, Newports.
Newport. Oh, yeah. And then for 40 years.
Lucky's.
I'll take some of those. The dialogue is incredible.
It's horrible.
It's okay. The dialogue maybe is not good. The show
is. The dialogue is all of the show. That means the show is not good if the dialogue's not good.
Please stop yelling.
I'm fully upset. You've pushed me to the edge.
Please stop yelling at me.
I can't. I'm upset because of this show and also because of you.
I'm going to start telling people in the street that you hit me, and they're going to believe me.
I will.
That is, like, my favorite thing to do, is introducing a male friend to someone else and be like, hi, this is Mike, and then really low, but he hit me.
I hate that joke for so many reasons.
I love that joke.
One, because I want to hit you and I haven't. And I'm really trying to push you there. Yeah. And two,
because I would love for you to go to jail.
If you don't know me, you would maybe believe that.
You're overestimating how tough you look.
I think you're underestimating how tough I look.
That's a hard no. There's no way. Because I've never been wrong about anything in my life. In addition to being 14 years old and immortal.
You were wrong about how Grace and Frankie is a good show to watch.
It's not a good show. It's a great show.
It's not. It's not a good show. It's not a great show.
Great to best show of all time. It's not quite Golden Girls, but it's really good.
I would say that this isn't even Home Improvement.
Oh. That's really harsh.
This isn't even Suits. Grace and Frankie is not even Suits.
Certainly better than Franklin and Bash.
It's no Franklin and Bash.
Oh, no, you did not say that. What about Timon and Pumbaa, the animated series?
Grace and Frankie wishes it was Rizzoli and Isles.
What about the Jamie Kennedy experiment?
I would watch.
It's a good show.
I would watch 8 episodes of the Jamie Kennedy experiment before I watched one more of Grace and Frankie.
Honestly, I might like the Jamie Kennedy experiment better than Grace and Frankie. Yeah, of course. But that's because it's so good.
I would watch.
You know where that sentence was going.
I would watch the YouTube video of OJ Simpson's prank show Juiced again before I've watched it already.
I would watch the WWE prank show Swerved.
I would watch Swerved 400
I would watch that
times.
Any day.
I would watch the Edge and Christian show. I would watch Holy Foley.
I want to watch Holy Foley.
I would watch Ride Along. I would watch.
I tried to watch that reason.
Table for Three.
I tried to watch that show 13 Reasons Why about the suicidal teen.
I don't know what that show is about.
I've been there.
People are talking.
Well, no,
about
I haven't
it.
Been there. I haven't been a suicidal teen, but it's like we get it.
I have. It's fine.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I almost named all of the WWE's original content from their.
I had to stop you.
Camp WWE.
Fuck off!
That's a cartoon where little kids say bad things.
I've watched it.
I'm
screaming.
You're screaming.
I'm sorry.
I would watch Talking Smack. I would watch Raw Talk.
I'm feeling myself go catatonic.
Yeah, this is what it was like when you were talking about
Clifford the Big Red Dog. I would watch Dragon Tales.
I would watch Arthur. Yeah, look at that.
Every day. Oh man, Ziggy Marley, what a talented guy.
I can't think of anything. There's like few shows I would want to watch less than this.
But to be fair, you were throughout the show just laughing. Slapping your knee.
Not true.
Ordering food. You're like, I was like, hey, cool it.
Literally none of this
You're
happened.
Having too much fun watching Grace and Frankie. And you're like, we gotta order some.
You fell asleep.
That's what I do during Grace and Frankie.
Yeah. And that is the full testament
I would like
of
to
what
say,
kind of show it
you
is.
You did try to wake me up several times and I did not.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It's that good a show.
It's that good of a show. It put me into a deep slumber immediately.
I could not wake up.
If you put up Grace and Frankie episode 1 blank screen, I would fall asleep to it. I would use it as my ASMR.
I have tried to show Grace and Frankie to a number of people, and unfortunately, no one has liked it.
Yeah.
And in fact, some people have gotten angry watching it.
I was upset.
Saying they're too rich and there's like this whole scene where they're saying basically like, Mom, it's okay if Dad's gay. Let's go to the Palm Springs and play tennis. That scene upsets people.
It's very upsetting.
And I'm just like, why? How is that not the best solution to... Anyways, I was sleeping through that.
Any show about rich people makes me wildly upset.
I do hate rich people, but I love Grace and Frankie.
I hate them. I mean, Frankie's like this fake-ass hippie with a rich lawyer husband.
Define fake.
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't understand.
I mean, the part where they drink peyote tea...
I was not
going to
touch that part, but you're right.
I was going to bond. I was going to talk to
that.
That
was maybe not a great part.
That was a horrible part and most of the episode. And I think they think peyote is ayahuasca.
Don't talk to me about vices of the natives. I don't know about it.
Because they talked multiple times about throwing up and seeing things.
Ayahuasca, is that what it actually would be?
I feel like they were treating peyote like it was ayahuasca.
Do you know the poem Hiawatha?
That doesn't have anything to do with ayahuasca.
I had to memorize that poem in high school.
I was supposed to memorize a poem. We were supposed to pick any poem in the world in sixth grade. No. Stop pulling things up. Leif, take her phone. Please assault this woman you just met and grab her phone. In sixth grade, we were supposed to pick any poem in the world and memorize it and say it in front of class. Try to guess which poem I chose.
You chose the lyrics from Rock and Roll High School.
No, I wish.
Did you choose? Basically, do not go gentle into that. What is it? What did you pick?
Is The Raven.
Ugh,
by Edgar Allan Poe.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and guess
that's
what?
Like
that
worse
poem
than I
is
thought.
Like 40 pages long. It's not a poem. It's a rhyming short story.
Should you ask me whence these stories?
Stop!
Whence these legends and traditions? With the odors of the forest, with the dew and damp of meadows, with the curling smoke of wigwams, with the rushing of great rivers, with their frequent repetitions and their wild reverberations. As of thunder in the mountains?
I hate this.
I should answer. I should tell you.
You're ruining this episode.
From the forests and the prairies, from the great lakes of the Northland, from the land of the Ojibways, from the land of the Dakotas. Where the heron and the shushuga
stop
feed among
saying
the reeds
words like
and
that.
Rushes, from the lips of Nawadaha, the musician, the sweet singer.
Is that the end of the poem?
No, it's about 40 pages long.
God, it's another.
It's written by.
Who's it written by?
Longfellow.
First name?
Henry. Middle name? Wadsworth. I don't trust a three name. That's my position
on
three
like
names.
Grace and Frankie. That's three names.
And is not. No, it isn't.
And is the word in the name.
I'm talking about Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh, I trust him.
I don't trust him.
I trust him.
Why the third name?
I have a middle name. I could go by it.
I know, but
what if I started going by Michael Vincent Abruzzi?
I would not want to see you ever again.
What about MV Abruzzi?
What if I went
What
by...
about M Vincent?
Ugh, that's bad.
M Vincent.
Huh. What if I was like, everyone needs to call me Jamie Bethany Loftus now.
I would call you a cab and send you to the sun. That's what I would do.
Bethany is my mom's miscarriage.
Oh my God.
They're like, we gotta reuse it.
I'm named after my dead uncle. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Every story you have is the saddest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
I think that maybe the Uber it might be the saddest one.
That's not even close.
I'm not going to talk about the pizza now that we're talking. I'm not going to.
No, the pizza is gone.
They threatened to arrest me.
We've all been threatened to be arrested by Jobs.
Sure.
I can't. I'm almost.
I've rendered you speechless.
I'm. Very speechless.
This means I'm the best guest.
No.
Because no one wants to hear you talk.
You know what? This has been the Grace and Frankie episode. We didn't talk about it at all.
We
barely talked about it. Here's the thing. It stinks. Don't watch it. Literally watch The Fireplace.
Maybe watch
show
it.
On Netflix instead.
Okay.
Watch that. It'll be better.
No,
you'll have more fun.
I would encourage you to do a split screen with The Fireplace and Grace and Frankie and just see which one jumps out at you.
I would. If DVDs of Grace and Frankie existed, which they don't, I would.
That's not Grace and Frankie's fault.
That is.
That no, it isn't.
They're not good enough to be on a DVD.
That's not true.
I have a movie
they
called.
They have iPhones.
I have a movie called.
There are iPhones
Zipper
in that
Face.
Show.
On DVD.
There are
it costs $1 and it's about a guy in a sexual gimp mask murdering people. And
you
Grace
just
and
wanted
Frankie,
to say that.
Yes, of course. And Grace and Frankie's not good enough to be that.
I'm hungry.
I don't care. I do not care. I'm so mad. No, this is the part where I'm mad.
I'm hungry.
This is the part of the episode where I'm upset.
I need to be fed.
I don't care. That's your fault for not getting food. Grace and Frankie fucking stinks.
We're fighting.
This show is bad. They wasted money making it.
They didn't.
They did.
They didn't.
There's no way. How do you even... First of all, I don't know how you make money on a streaming show. I literally don't understand it.
It's probably still early enough that we could see the Smurfs for like $8.
No. I would pay $20 to have you see the Smurfs without me.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.
Yeah. I'll do it.
That's good. Okay. Get two seats. I don't want to be near anyone.
Please stop talking. I need to finish this episode so I can go scream.
No.
Do a pillow or something. Just where is it? Leif, real quick. We're at Leif's recording studio. Producer Leif. You know him. You love him. Is there a field near here I could go to scream in?
There's a cemetery across the street.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And it's where I'm going to bury Jamie after this episode.
Please bury me.
I'm so mad.
I can't die.
You can.
I'll clout.
I would love to test that out.
I want to talk more.
I hate this so fucking much. I'm so upset.
I'm hungry.
I'm so upset. Jamie yelled at me until we could record this off schedule while she was in town.
Yes. So I could not talk about...
We could not talk about Grace and Frankie.
I just wanted to hang.
I'm so upset.
I just like to hang out.
I hate this.
Now I got a new friend?
Yes. You have a new friend. Yes. So now you have one friend here because it's not me.
I'm really hungry.
I don't care.
Is there a Burger King near here?
No.
Ugh.
There's no more Burger Kings in New York City. They're all gone. You're not allowed to eat anymore. I'm so upset. This is crazy. I'm legitimately angry.
You're crying.
I know.
Please stop crying.
I'm crying because my adrenaline is running and I'm so angry and it's just coming out as crying.
Please stop crying.
I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Please plug something so we can end this episode.
Listen, I could use this time to plug something, but instead I would like to say, please stop crying. This is your show, you know?
You literally cried on this episode. You cried about the Smurfs on this episode.
I cry all the time.
You cried about the Smurfs movie on a Grace and Frankie podcast.
Don't start talking about it again.
Here's the thing.
I will start crying.
Jamie is going to cry right now about the scene with Papa Smurf and Neil Patrick Harris exchanging little hats for each other.
They didn't exchange the little hats.
Papa Smurf puts his little hat
goodbye,
on Neil
Papa.
Patrick Harris.
Goodbye, Papa.
Goodbye, Papa. And then Papa John comes out and goes, hello.
Yeah.
Papa's in the house.
Oh, kill me. Okay.
Bo's in the house. That's my favorite.
What? Huh?
There's a video with Papa John's son. It's very fun.
That's really interesting, Mike. Thank you for telling
me. Please plug your thing so we can end this episode and I can delete it.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at HamburgerPhone and you can listen to my podcast, The Bechdel Cast. It's on no network. You could just Google it and find it. And then I make cartoons every week called Boston PD. Zamboni Crimes Division, and then a new cartoon called Hamster Thoughts.
Is that everything you have to plug?
Yeah.
Okay. All of those are real plugs.
I'm not making... Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, they sound fake.
They sound fake.
They sound fake. Can I say the day I lost my virginity?
Please don't.
August
15th, stop recording right
2010,
now.
2010.
Fucking Christ.
In Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay, I do not care. No one has ever cared about that.
Everyone loves
it. As evidenced by whenever you say it on stage and no one cares.
Please look at my birth certificate.
I refuse. Okay, I'm Micah Brucey. I don't care. Do not follow me on anything. I don't care. It doesn't matter
my
anymore.
My name is Micah Brucey. I do not care.
I do not care. My name is Micah Brucey. I do not care. Please kill me. Good night.
It's amazing how much you care.
Fuck you.